Turn out your light. Turn them out. And listen to the story of the Dark House. It is night. Night with wet. Pouring rain and monotonous sizzle of raindrops hitting the ground. Night. Velvety black, punctuated by blue-white flickering lightning and roaring thunder. Caesar wakes. A sedan pulls up in front of the foreboding house of the late Cyrus Dark. This creaking mansion of a crazed scientist has been for sale for several years. To this desolate place to look over the Dark House.
Well, Uncle Fred, this is it. After all those stories we heard in town about how this house is supposed to be haunted or something, I don't know if I want to go in or not.
Hey, talk nonsense, Larry. The price the Eastern Quarter House makes this place a real bargain. Look at the size of it. Just the thing for you and us after you're married.
Yes, I realize the price is a good one, but the people said Cyrus Stark was insane, and that he conducted strange experiments in the basement.
He also claimed that his ghost can be seen sitting in his rocking chair on certain nights.
And a terrifying noise is heard from the basement, but I don't believe any of it. Now, shall we go inside, or do you want to stand out here in the rain all night?
I'm glad you came with me, Uncle Fred.
Yeah, let's go.
I've got the key Mr. Rollins gave us for the front door. Let's give it a try.
Wait a minute. Look. We don't need it. The door is open.
Yeah. Sure it is.
Rollins said he locked it the last time he came up here a couple of weeks ago. Maybe some neighborhood kid broke in here since then.
Yeah, it's possible, of course.
Well, the thing is, Larry, there's not another house with him. 5 miles.
Now he's starting to have doubts.
Silly in the ignorance. Come on, let's go inside.
Yeah. It's black and pitch in here. Rollins left a bunch of candles on the hall table. See if I can find them. Yeah, well, here they are. I'll strike a match and light one of them up.
They should have remembered to bring the flashlight from the car.
Well, let's see.
Here we are, one for you, and one for me.
They certainly are large enough. It'll last quite a while.
I still think we should...
Larry, you hear anything?
What?
No, I don't hear anything. Seems to be coming from that direction.
By the window. The rocking chair.
Why, it's rocking by itself.
This room is empty except for that chair, Uncle Fred. What's making it do that?
Well, find out. Let me...
No.
Leave it alone. Don't touch it.
Maybe we'd better get out of here.
Don't be ridiculous, Larry. Probably just a current of wind making its way back and forth.
You don't see any... ghost sitting in it, do you?
You're right. Probably just the wind. Florence, let's see what the rest of the house looks like. There's a stairway leading to the second floor over there. And there's a doorway. That must lead to the basement. Well, which will it be? The basement is where Dark worked on those mysterious projects of his. You think we should know? Of course. Snap out of it, Larry. We've been frightening ourselves with rumors and hearsay. Why, the house itself is beautiful. Look here. Oak paneling. Thick, plush carpeting there. Of course, it's all a little dusty, but once it's cleaned up... What the devil? The candle's gone out. Don't get excited, Larry. You probably just passed through a cross draft. Get your matches out and we'll light them up again. Where did I put them? Oh, yes. Here they are. There. Now, that's better. Let's see what this basement looks like. Couple of tables filled with bottles of chemicals. Bunch of books here. Over here are some empty cages. There are these large aquariums. I wonder what Dark was working on. There's a set of surgical tools over here. And there's some motors over here, rubber tubing, some sort of electronical apparatus. What in the world was he doing with a book like this? Look. Witchcraft, sorcery, and black arts. He really must have been in shame. No telling what sort of horrible creation he might... Barry, there's a trap door there in the floor. I think I've seen enough, Uncle Fred. This is no place for me to bring my bride. There's something monstrously evil about the whole setup. Come over here, Larry. There seems to be movement in this hole. I opened the trap door and something stirred down there. Phew. What's that awful smell? Get back. Get back, Larry. There's a creature. It's slithering pee coming out of that hole in the floor. Good Lord. It's a black, crawling hand without a shape. Uncle Fred, you've dropped your candle. Larry, which way is it? Help me, Larry. Help me. I think it's this way. I know. No, my candle's out, too. Uncle Fred, where are you? Uncle Fred, answer me. Uncle Fred, stop me, Uncle Fred. No. No. Oh. Oh.
Martin speaking. Who? Oh, yeah. Jess Rollins, real estate man. What can I do for you, Jess? Yeah, huh? What's that? At the old dark house, you say? You mean you sent somebody out there to look it over in the middle of the night? Now, Jess, you ought to know better than that. With all those stories they tell about that place. Well, never came back. Yeah, I'll go over there with you right away. You pick me up in your car? All right. I'll see you in a few minutes then. Yeah, so long. Well, the car is still parked outside. They must be somewhere here in the house. What'd you say their names were?
Everyone's name was Larry Graham. The older fellow was his uncle. His name was Frank Gilbert. Hey, look. The door of the basement is open.
Let's check down there, then. No doubt we'll find him upstairs, sleeping in one of the bedrooms.
What happened to him, Sheriff?
Looks as if they were frightened to death.
Well, the young one's hair has turned completely white.
And the old one, well, he looks as ancient as a mummy.
There's no sign of the violence. Just a funny odor. I pulled a black liquid down the floor. I don't understand what happened.
whatever it was that those two experienced was enough to make their hearts stop beating, turn them all over. Well, Jess, there's only one thing to do.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
We got to make sure this never happens again. I know it'll be somewhat of a loss to you, but it's the only way.
What are you talking about?
We got to rid this town of this legend once and for all. We got to burn this place to the ground. We got to destroy the Dark House.
House hunting, make sure you do it in the daytime. And be sure to check the basement. You never know what you're likely to find. Join me again next week, won't you? I'll tell you another strange tale here in the Hermit's Cave.